TalkZone.com.
What happens when you put a bear with an attorney? You get Barely Legal. In the next hour, former Chicago Bear and 9-time pro football player Robin Earle and co-host attorney David Spada will tackle sports, interview current and former professional athletes, and discuss legal issues in sports. And they promise the next hour will be as exciting as a game-winning touchdown, a walk-off home run, or a buzzer-beating shot. Now, Barely Legal.
Welcome back, everyone, to another great edition of the Barely Legal Show here on WINDAM 560. My name is Robin Earle, former fullback and tight end for your beloved Chicago Bears. And my co-host sitting in with me for the next hour is my good friend, attorney David Spada. And we have a real special treat this morning as we have our own version of the Dead Spin here on the Barely Legal Show. I'd like to welcome in Sun-Times Quick Hits superstar columnist, Elliot Harris. Good morning, Elliot. How you doing today?
Pretty good. This is my time of night. You know, midnight is prime time for me.
So where are the girls? I thought I'd bring some of the girls from the column.
I thought you'd have them here. You know, I thought that was the attraction to come here at this hour.
We'll have to call Miss Illinois. Maybe she'll come in before the end of the show.
And I believe she has a Barely Legal hat that she sent her. That
she's got a Barely Legal hat. My wife wasn't too happy with that picture. She goes, what are you trying to do here? I said, no, it's all publicity. Just ask Elliot.
Well, here at the Barely Legal Show, we talk all kinds of subjects, mostly sports, of course, some legal issues, what we do in power lives. We, you know, Elliot, here maybe that you may want to sit in on occasion here at the tandem here, as we call it.
Definitely. This is
he's in the threesomes.
He's in the threesomes.
Just not with two other guys, you know.
Well, anyway.
We'll have to work on this. We'll fine-tune this at some point, I hope.
Absolutely. Here's the subjects that we're going to touch on during the hour, and I know we'll have a lot of time to do it. The Brett Favre story, you know, that's really taken on an animal of itself, of course, and what better to have Elliot Harris sitting to my left here that can talk about the media and how they got involved, and, of course, you know, my goodness gracious, I call it greed.
They never used
who the hell would keep it would keep a text and images in their phone for over 2 years?
Who would send them is the question.
I can understand keeping them. It's all about the money. But why would you send them? You think he would have learned from everything that's gone? I know some of it happened before the Tiger Woods situation. But again, you're Brett Favre, your wife had cancer. You're the family guy, kind of like Tiger Woods, kind of like John Edwards, the same thing.
Sure. And Mr. Wholesome.
Mr. Wholesome, and he's not that whole.
That is
a whole? I don't know.
The young gal, Jen Sturger is her name. I looked it up on the internet and did some reading on it. Of course, that's where I've got the Dead Spin website that broke the story. And rumor has it that they were paid anywhere between $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 for that story. Came from a third party, and I think Jen probably hired that third party, don't you think?
Tough to say. I don't know if that's the way she wants to roll. I mean, she wants to be considered an actress, a semi-legitimate television personality.
You asked the question, why now? Yeah.
It makes no sense. Elliot, you ever paid for a story?
No.
And what I've heard some columnists say is the New York Times, none of them pay for stories now. It's a whole different world. The Inquirer started paying for stories years ago. Now you got Deadspin, all these other websites here, and it's a whole new game. I think the Sun-Times and Tribune is going to have to start paying for some of these stories if they want to compete.
Well, David, you're the attorney here, so let's get a little lawyer perspective on this. Okay. I believe that Brett Favre will not be suspended. Is that your feeling?
No, he's going to get suspended because it's not just him and her. She was an employee of the Jets. He's an employee of the Jets. There's a whole conduct policy with all these companies with sexual harassment. You have federal laws, state laws here, and he crossed the line. He's going to get suspended because he basically solicited another employee. But she could try to cover it up and say it didn't happen, which they pay her off, which is illegal, which I think is what's going on now, because all of a sudden now she's got her mouth shut. Because I don't think she broke the story. What they're saying is she was showing the text to some of her friends, and then her friends started talking.
Started scheming it up here.
I mean, here's the situation. You were an athlete with the Bears. You saw the women throw themselves at you here. But again, when you get married, my position is you shouldn't fool around. What are you doing? You got too much to lose. It's not just between you and your wife. If you have kids, the kids get involved, and the whole home suffers. you were a divorced parent. You see the stress that was on you and your family and the kids when you get divorced. And again, doesn't Favre realize the stress that he's putting on him, his kids, the family, and he's breaking up his team? It's affecting not just him and this woman. It's affecting hundreds, thousands of people.
Remember at the Jim McMahon outing there, David, you and I kind of got together with a few of the former athletes. And I guess we shouldn't mention names, but what was one of the more famous Chicago Bear player say about extracurricular activities off the field?
If you're married and you don't fool around, you're gay. He said this 3-4 times. But Ellie, you're around.
That's an enlightened perspective, isn't it?
But Ellie, you're around beautiful women all the time. You're
right.
Married.
Right.
Does it ever put any pressure on you? Your wife saying, "Well, what are you doing here?"
No, she knows I'm old and harmless, so it's not really a problem. You know, if you're looking for something, you'll find it. Obviously, Brett Favre was looking for something. You don't send text. You don't send
right.
images like that just to pass idle time.
You never have a paper trail, and he created it. He was looking for love in all the wrong places.
Well, see, the problem is Brett Favre is old enough that he comes from an era where he didn't have to worry about that. Just like if they had text messaging and all this, the internet and all this other stuff back in the day when Robin's playing.
Thank God they didn't.
Right, there'd be a lot more players and a lot more trouble.
Oh, it'd be a lot more trouble, a lot more trouble. We didn't have text, cell phones, internet. We didn't have all that back in the 70s and 80s. And
you just had the wives talking amongst themselves.
Yeah, really, no
kidding.
That
was probably bad enough.
That was bad enough, a big old caucus session between the wives. But, no, today's athletes got to be so careful. I mean, Tiger Woods obviously, lost half his estate because of it. But,
John Edwards lost the presidential race because of it. He got knocked out.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's stuff that guys do to themselves.
Of course. But you know what? There's always,
it takes two to tangle.
It takes two to tangle. That's right. Hey, let's move on just real quick. Let's talk about the Bears quarterback situation. I think Mike North, who we follow after the show, said it best. It was kind of a reincarnation of Jonathan Quinn, Rick Meyer, Cade McClown, and Henry Burris. What the hell did that number 10 do out there?
What about Rusty
last
Lish?
Sunday? Oh, yeah, okay. You could throw Rusty in there, too. But with a rating of 6.1, I was screaming and yelling so bad. Why are they letting that son of a gun back in the game? You know, here's what I tell people. One thing about the best job in the world is a backup quarterback, either second or third string. The problem is when you get inserted in the spotlight and you got to play, you're exposed now. In the NFL, defenses can eat you alive, and it usually ends a lot of careers. But this guy's hung around for 16, 17 years. I don't know how he's done it.
Well, once upon a time, he was a semi-legitimate quarterback.
Okay, all right.
He's the oldest starting quarterback in Bears history. We are the third largest market, probably the number one sports market. I say we're better than New York, and this is what we have. You have David Carr as a free agent. You had a lot of other quarterbacks out there, Mark Bulger, but they didn't want to upset our quarterback, Jay Cutler. They said, we don't want anyone to basically threaten his job. Let's just bring someone in here so he's not threatened. But again, Caleb Haney has been a backup quarterback for 2.5 years now. I know he doesn't know the system, but
very serviceable.
Right, he looks good out there.
Haney can do the job.
As long as he doesn't get into a game, he's fine.
Exactly. What is it? The quarterback, every team wants them to play the fans as a backup quarterback?
It's the favorite player on the team. He's always a backup quarterback, particularly if Jay Cutler's not doing well. But you know what? You know, Jay's coming back and playing, and you know, the concussion is... supposedly, he's taken his doctor's, exams.
He was cleared before the game, though. He wanted to play. The NFL doctor cleared him. The Bears decided to hold him out because they thought they could win the game without him.
And they did.
Okay.
But that offense, was that the same offense they ran the first four games? I don't think so.
No. Well, of course, I'm sure that Lovie Smith told Martz in his headphone, hey, look at number 22. Hand him the ball. Start feeding the ball. You know, fortunately, the Carolina defense was kind of so-so, but their offense with former Notre Dame quarterback didn't do too well. Anyway, hey, I tell you what, a couple other subjects that we're going to touch on. Who's going to be the next Cubs manager? That's a topic of discussion here in Chicago. We'll touch on that briefly. If we have some time, we got the Bulls, the Blackhawks, and of course, we're in the midst now of the ACS and the NCLS baseball playoffs. And
what's the ACS? ALCS.
ALCS. I'm sorry.
I thought that was Lou Gehrig's disease.
I'm not a baseball guy. I'm sorry. ALCS and the NLCS. Boy, I screwed up there. That was my bad.
At least you didn't say AS.
My bad. But, I'm glad to see Texas in it. I'm glad to see the Texas Rangers break in for the very first time. That's
it's
terrific.
About time, yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to the days of the Washington Senators and all that other good stuff.
Yeah. Who runs that team? Nolan Ryan. He wants those pitchers to pitch till their arms fall off. He's old school mentality, and it's working here. Cliff Lee, a complete game earlier this week.
Unbelievable. And you know, I watched part of that game. I mean, I tell you what, that was a good acquisition, the Texans. But, you know, what was the deal on Lee? Was he always hurt? He was at Cleveland, then he jumped around to one other team
Seattle.
Before he landed in Seattle, before he landed in Texas. Yeah. Exactly.
The guy had a great first couple years with Cleveland, fell apart, they were ready to send him to the minors, then he won that Cy Young War with Cleveland, they traded him next year to Philly, does well in Philly, goes to Seattle this offseason, now he's with the Rangers, and he's a free agent, he'll end up probably with the Yankees next year.
Anyway, hey, you got to stay tuned. I know it's late, it's midnight, and you've got to stay tuned for our upcoming guests. And, you know, we've got 11-time All-Pro former defensive end for the Baltimore Colts and the NFL Hall of Fame, Gino Marchetti. Also, 10-time Pro Bowl selection, a former linebacker for the Detroit Lions, and also in the NFL Hall of Fame, big old number 56, Joe Schmidt. I grew up watching these guys play, and they rank right up there with Dick Butkus and Ray Niskey. So, man, stay tuned, man. We'll be right back. How many of you listening right now have no prescription drug benefit? How much are you paying each month for your prescription medication? Well, let's face the facts. Millions of Americans are spending billions each year at their local pharmacies. Hi, I'm Robin Earl, former fullback, tight end for your Chicago Bears, and I personally want to introduce to you a company who is helping thousands save up to 60% on their medications. The name? Provision Rx. Provision Rx provides a free, you heard it, a free discount card that will save up to 60% at over 60,000 participating pharmacies. Get ready to write down this website, robinearl.provisionrx.com. Again, robinearl.provisionrx.com. And print out your free prescription drug card today that never expires. For more information, give me a call, Robin Earl at 847-881-1970. Again, 847-881-1970. Look forward to hearing from you.
Now, back to Barely Legal with Robin Earl and David Spada on TalkZone.com.
All right, welcome back to the Barely Legal Show here, and let's bring on our guest for the night, and that is Hall of Famer Gino Marchetti. How you doing, Gino?
Pretty good. Sitting here waiting for the Phillies to come on. So everything's been going pretty well.
That's fantastic, man. Yeah, they've had a pretty good year, pretty good stretch at the end there. Absolutely.
Sure do. I think one good thing about them, they know how to win.
Gino, we had one of your old teammates on a couple weeks ago, Art Donovan. What a character. We couldn't shut him up.
You never could. We never could. And the one thing about him, he's got 1,000 stories, and each time he tells them, they're just a little different, and they always amuse you. I played next to Fatso, I guess, 10, 11 years, and I owe a lot of my success because of him.
Absolutely. I see you broke in with the Dallas Texans in 1952, and of course you went on to play for the Baltimore Colts from 1953 to 1966. Wow, those are powerful years, man. Those are my boyhood growing up days watching you play, man. Yeah, you were tough.
Well, I don't know, you know, whether I was tough or not. I think I was very lucky in a lot of ways. But the thing that I had that kept me going is that I was quick, so that the big guys had a little problem at times handling because of the speed.
Mm-hmm. I see that you enlisted in the U.S. Army. So did Fatso, as you call him, but Art Donovan.
I think Fatso was in the Marines.
Yeah, in the Marines, okay.
My senior year, I left high school and I joined the Army, and from there I spent 2 years in the Army, 18 months in Europe, and it was probably the best thing I ever did. I think it gave me discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And helped me grow up a little bit.
When you watch teams like the Bears now, their offensive line a couple weeks ago just got eaten by the New York Giants defensive ends, you probably said, what are they doing here? I could have had 10 sacks in this game myself.
I probably could have.
What was wrong with that offensive line?
Even at your age, Gino.
I don't know. It looks like they were getting beat off the ball. Whether they were slow, just a step or a half a step slow. But Jesus, some of those defensive players went around that offensive line like they weren't even there. I forget the name of the one guy that was played mostly on the right with the four-point stance.
Tuck.
God almighty, he was just taking off. He wasn't worried about nothing but getting to the passer.
Boy, I tell you, this game has really changed since we played. And, of course, my career was from 1977 to 85. But, you know... We had on last week, we had on Joe Delamere from the Bills, and sure. You know, he hits it right on the head. He says, look at these offensive linemen, they just kind of bend at the waist. They don't bend at the knees. They don't even put their damn hand on the ground anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that their stance is terrible, and I think what these guys are trying to do now to impress their coach before they even get to training camp. Number one, get over 300 pounds. And I think that's wrong because a 245-pounder, the best ends and defensive ends probably in the National Leagues are probably around 250. So they're very quick. And so when they get up against these big, tall, 325-pound tackles, they beat the hell out of them because they're so damn quick.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You were in 11 Pro Bowls. That's got to be a record for Pro Bowls played.
Oh, I think it was at one time. And it was a great honor to be chosen to play in the Pro Bowl. Whereas I think today a lot of those guys don't want to play in it. I guess because they're making too much money. But during my day, I think if we won, we got $600. If we lost, you got $300.
Wow. You were the greatest defensive end in pro football history, they said in 1969. They're still saying, up until this day, you and Bob Lilley are the top two defensive ends of all time.
Bob Lilley was my idol. he really was. And I got to talk to him a lot a couple years ago up at Canton. And I've watched that guy, I think, every movie he's ever made. And I've tried to copy some of them. And he told me he's tried to copy some of mine. So I've made us good friends. But he kept his feet moving, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking with Gino Marchetti, the just a tremendous NFL Hall of Famer, Baltimore Colts defensive end. And I tell you what, you're 83 years old, born January 2, 1927. Man, you sound good, Gino.
I'm 84.
Oh, 84.
I don't know why the Baltimore Colts were along the line. Decided I was. They would be better off if I was a year.
You're younger, huh?
Well, I don't know what the difference that makes.
There you go. But you sound great. You staying active, getting exercise. What was your playing weight, and what is it today?
Well, I started probably around 220. I was 6'5", 6'6". But what I did, knowing how important weight is to some of those guys, when they weighed me in, I always put a 10-pound
weight in your shorts,
in my jockstrap. So that way, when they weighed me, I was always clocked about 235, and I ended up about 245, 250.
I see you at the fast food restaurants. You had over a couple hundred back in the early 80s. How did you stop Art Donovan from basically trying to take some free food?
Oh, God, he was welcome to it. He used to come to our stores, and, God, he's a great hamburger eater, you know. He's got a terrible eating habit, you know. He only eats pizza, maybe some spaghetti, and cheeseburgers, and kosher hot dogs. That's his menu, you know, all year long. And so when he come to our restaurants, we took good care of him.
I heard you had an eating contest that he bet on your opponent. Was it Alan Amici? He had an eating contest with you back in the day?
Well, see, that's another story, you know, that he tells, but which was not quite accurate. We, Don Joyce, we used to call a champ. I mean, to tell you, he'd eat the tablecloth. So on Sundays, training camp was kind of a slow day, and they had southern fried chicken. And so we were just eating it, Joyce and I, you know. So now Donovan makes it a story that we were eating chicken. It was in a contest, and that to the champ won. And then after we stopped eating the chicken, Don Joyce puts saccharin in his coffee. And Artie says, "Why are you putting saccharin in your coffee?" He says, "I got to watch my weight."
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, where I remember you most is that 1958 NFL championship game between the Baltimore Colts and the New York Giants, man. I tell you, that game is legendary.
Yeah. Well, I think that game in 1958, probably, you know, it was a good game, a great game, but I don't think it was the best game we ever played or the best game they ever played. I think what really made the game, first of all, was the first sudden death in NFL history. You know, after the game was over, when we were tied, everybody looked at each other on the bench, and the coaches said, "What do we do now?
What do you do now?" Yeah, yeah.
They didn't know because they never ran through this situation. So Bert Bell was in the stands that day up in the press box, so they sent the word down. It says, "Play till
someone scores."
Somebody scores, and we happened to score.
But Selig would have said it ends in a tie.
Yeah, well, how could you have a champion in a tie, right?
Yeah, I can't do that. And, of course, Alan Ameche scored the winning touchdown, correct?
Yes, he sure did.
Yeah, I remember, boy, watching that over and over and over. I know I was only 3 years old at the time, but I understood football. My dad was a football coach, so it was
–
oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good stuff.
You know what's funny? You know, I go to Baltimore a lot to charity things and do that type of stuff. And nobody seems to remember that we won the championship in 1959, too, you know.
No, you hear about 58.
They all talk about 58. And the truth be known, our best team was in 1957.
There you go. Gino, been a blast, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much, and hope to hear from you. Okay. That's Gino Marchetti, the
best defensive end of all time.
Like in the top 10 NFL players of all time, absolutely. This is the Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earl. That's David Spada.
If you're injured at work, don't try to be a hero and work in pain. Immediately tell your boss how you were injured and seek medical treatment. Then call my guy, attorney David Spada, to make sure that your rights are protected. David will fight for the payment of your medical bills, lost wages, and settlement. Insurance companies and employers have individuals representing their interests. Why not you? You must have an experienced attorney on your side. All fees are contingent upon your recovery. Call David Spada at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth? Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now. 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667.
How many of you listening right now have no prescription drug benefit? How much are you paying each month for your prescription medication? Well, let's face the facts. Millions of Americans are spending billions each year at their local pharmacies. Hi, I'm Robin Earl, former fullback, tight end for your Chicago Bears, and I personally want to introduce to you a company who is helping thousands save up to 60% on their medications. The name? Provision Rx. Provision Rx provides a free, you heard it, a free discount card that will save up to 60% at over 60,000 participating pharmacies. Get ready to write down this website, robinearl.provisionrx.com. Again, robinearl.provisionrx.com. And print out your free prescription drug card today that never expires. For more information, give me a call, Robin Earl at 847-881-1970. Again, 847-881-1970. Look forward to hearing from you. Well, welcome back to the Barely Legal Show here on, is it Sunday night? No, actually, it's like Monday morning. Monday morning type of thing. But anyway, we had a little glitch in the armor, as they call it. Joe Schmidt had an emergency illness that he had to get to. But you know what? One thing about you, David, you are very resourceful. Okay.
I went through my Rolodex.
You went through the Rolodex really quick, like, and we were able to get a great guy on here, a guy from the Northwest. And anyway, I want to welcome in All-Pro linebacker David Wilcox. How you doing, David?
Good. So you got to the end of the alphabet.
They got to the W's.
They started at the Z's and worked backwards.
Oh, yeah.
And Jim
right.
Zorn wasn't available.
Jim Zorn wasn't available. Anyway, I'd like to welcome you in, David. I've got Mr. Elliot Harris. He's a columnist for the Sun-Times here in Chicago, a very well-known writer, and, of course, my co-host here, David Spada. We've been doing this for about 2 years now, and what's really cool is that I get to talk to all my boyhood heroes that I grew up watching, and you were one of them.
Well, you must be up there in years then.
Well, I'm a double nickel. I'm 55, and I see, yeah, I see that you played with the 49ers when I see 1964. You're a third round pick, just like I was. So,
but he made the Hall of Fame.
But he made the Hall of Fame, and I was in fourth grade when you were playing. So hey, the 49ers, man, as a West Coast team. You know, when I was in Seattle, we didn't have the Seahawks until I left college and went on to play for the Bears.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, wasn't Jack Patera the first coach up there, right?
Well, the Seahawks. Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah, yeah. He's an old Oregon Duck guy, and knew Jack. And so, yeah, there's some. You're talking about young. When I was playing in San Francisco, we had. Well, my roommate in college was a guy named Bruce Snyder, who was the Arizona State coach and coach at Cal and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he came down one weekend to recruit this guy, and he said, "Who are you looking at?" And he said, "So there was some center, I think at San Ignacio High School in San Francisco." And he said, "Well, who's this tall, skinny kid that's the, he was a tailback on a single wing?" And I said, "Well, that's our ball boy, Dan Fouts."
Whatever happened to him, yes.
So anyhow, yeah, Dan ended up coming to the University of Oregon and then went on and had a pretty good career in the with San Diego. So anyhow, football has been a kind of a big part of our life.
Sure. Well, you must have ran into a couple tough Washington Huskies teams when you were playing there with the Ducks, right?
Oh, yeah. I think they beat us both. I was a Boise Junior College guy, and then I played at the University of Oregon.
Right.
And we played Washington twice. I think they cheated. They had more points than we did.
Hugh McElhaney said he was making more money playing then than he did in the pros.
Well, you know, I kept looking. Somehow, I guess, I heard about all these money things when I was in college, and I kept waiting for an envelope or something. And I'm still waiting. I must have missed something there. I do know that Washington beat us twice those 2 years. But I was at Oregon with a guy named Mel Renfrow, who
there you
was
go.
One of the great players of all time, and went on with the Cowboys, a Hall of Fame guy. So yeah, the Huskies are down a little bit right now, but they'll come back. It was a great rivalry and. It was a heck of a program up there.
You know, David, I'm looking at your bio. Thank goodness for the internet and Wikipedia. But you know, what a lot of similarities. Number one, I was born in St. Luke's Hospital there in Boise.
Oh,
yeah, and of course you went on to play for the Oregon Ducks, and I played for the Washington Huskies. So we played in the same Pac-8. But you know, I tell you, you know, in 1973, my freshman year, we went down to the Oregon Beavers, or the Oregon Beavers, now
Ducks.
The Oregon Ducks. That was close, not Corvallis, but in Eugene there. And they put a stomping on us, a 59-0. And I'll never forget when the next year in 74, when they came up to play the Huskies, we put a stomping back on the Ducks. And I'll never forget this because we got the 59. Our student body was cheering 59, 59, 59. And Jim Owens wouldn't take out the starters until we hit 59, which we did. And then I scored another touchdown to make it 66 to put a little whipping on the tie, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there used to be some wild scores back in those days.
Robin, you're quacking me up.
You're
quacking. My gosh. Anyhow, yeah.
What do you think about Mike Singletary and these 49ers here? They're having all kinds of problems this year.
Well, yeah, they seem to be. We were down a year ago. We went down for the alumni day and spent some time with some old guys and stuff and went out and visited the practice there. It was about halfway through the season. And I think Singletary was telling us he thought they had, you know, opportunities. But, and in today's world, it's a tough business. I don't know how the coaches do it down there.
Well, I played with Mike for four seasons with the Bears. I tell you, he's probably one of the most intense individuals you'll ever come across. And I think he's handling it okay. He's calling out some of the players, but you know what? They need to be. They haven't won a game yet.
And poor coaches today, I kind of feel sorry for the guys because, you know, back when you played and probably when I played, with the discipline problems were taken care of by other players on your team.
Right, exactly. And, hey, David, let me, we're gonna come back with you in about, in a couple seconds. We're going to take a short break here on the Barely Legal Show, and we're talking with Dave Wilcox. Stay tuned.
If you're injured at work, don't try to be a hero and work in pain. Immediately tell your boss how you were injured and seek medical treatment. Then call my guy, attorney David Spada, to make sure that your rights are protected. David will fight for the payment of your medical bills, lost wages, and settlement. Insurance companies and employers have individuals representing their interests. Why not you? You must have an experienced attorney on your side. All fees are contingent upon your recovery. Call David Spada at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2666.
When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth?
Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now. 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667.
Now, back to Barely Legal with Robin Earle and David Spada.
Okay, welcome back to the Barely Legal Show. Boy, we're having a great little chit-chat here with the All-Pro Hall of Famer, Class of 2000, Dave Wilcox. And let me say this, that David, you're a linebacker. I'm a fullback, tight end. You know, you just retired too early. I couldn't take any licks on you, man.
We used to play against the Bears all the time, and there was this guy named Mike Ditka. And I accused him of holding us a lot. I don't know if he did or not, but we used to like to complain. We had some pretty good games back there. I get to play a couple rather famous historic games that are still reruns, and one is where Gail scored six touchdowns.
Six touchdowns,
I think it was in three quarters. The poor guy probably ran out of gas. But he scored four in the first game, so ten touchdowns in two games. And God, if he'd played us a couple more times, he might have scored 100 touchdowns one year.
Didn't he suffer his big injury against the 49ers?
That's right.
The next year or 2 years later. No, it really, you know,
70, was it? 1970?
Yeah, it was tough. You hate to see that. But I thought he would, to me, and I played against some good backs, but in the games that I played against, I thought he was the best running back we'd ever seen, one of the all-time greats. And one of the other games I played in was in Kezar in San Francisco, where a guy named Jim Marshall picked the ball up and ran the wrong way with it.
Wrong way, Marshall.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you ever come close to tackling a guy? Do you ever come close to tackling Sayers?
No. Once I got to meet him real close. We played in the Pro Bowl one year, and he was on our team, thank God.
He's not afraid to tell you how good he was.
According to Gil, he never got tackled.
When we played in Chicago at Wrigley Field, it was pouring out rain, and our coach hoped it rained more because it's slowing down. And I guess he didn't take into consideration that it was going to slow us down, too. So,
Dave, the 49ers have all kinds of problems the last couple of years. They haven't been the same since Eddie DiBartolo was run out by his family. Do you think that if they brought Eddie back, there would be a whole new team?
You know, I don't know. I do know I've talked to some of the guys that played when Eddie was there. Eddie sure took care of the players, but he expected them to win. And so I don't know. There again, in today's world, it might is different. I don't know. But, you know, I just think that somehow the players have got to get it together. And I don't know if, you know, the coaches, I guess they make a difference somehow. But it's the players that's got to do that, I believe.
Another thing, too, I noticed is that with the 49ers, they don't seem to have the same intensity that they used to have there. Basically, they're playing, but it seems like they're kind of afraid of the coach there, that they're afraid that Singletary's going to get down their throats. A lot of people are saying that this style does not work anymore. You got to be more kind of like the Bears coach, Lovie Smith, just hands off here, run these training camps that are real easy, and if you make them do these nutcracker drills and hit hard, the players are going to revolt against you.
Well, you know, there again, I live up in Oregon, and, you know, I follow them somewhat. I do maybe one game every other year, somewhere in San Francisco, but there again, it's got to be the players. You know, when we played, the coaches used to yell at us and call us names and stuff, but there again, the players have got to decide they want to win. I mean, everybody's going to be there for the 60 minutes of the game, I guess. And so why?
Yeah, we'd hope
there,
so. They all suited up.
They'll be there for the paycheck.
They're more worried about tweeting nowadays, what they're going to do in the game, or tweeting afterwards.
I don't know what it is. My kids make fun of me all the time. But they didn't have tweeting and twixting and all the things that they have today.
There you go. Hey, we're talking with All-Pro NFL Hall of Famer Dave Wilcox. And I'm sure, you know, one thing about linebackers, man. They can just come in at a minute notice, can't they? Particularly at this time.
Well, yeah, you know, what's really kind of fun to watch is the kid, the Willis kid there in San Francisco. You know, it looks like he's a great player. But it looks like they have a lot of good players, but somehow they just can't get it all together. And, you know, and they kind of fumble it and kick it around when they shouldn't.
Chemistry. Yeah, one thing that Mike Singletary has to do, obviously he's broken the team down to a point where now they all understand. We got to get to that point. Okay. Now they're just trying to get used to his regiment schedules and so forth. But, they got some great players. Players.
Like
yeah.
They need a quarterback. They keep going with the same quarterback. Yeah. They don't want to admit they made a mistake on the quarterback. I mean, they could use Dan Fouts.
You know, Gore is an excellent back. In fact, he's one of the top fantasy picks every year in the last couple, two or three years. Even that backup back, 38 is his number, I believe. Just a stud. And they got a great defense. They're just, you know, they're not coming up with the timely turnovers. And of course, the quarterback's, you know, throwing interceptions, and that's why they haven't won a game.
Dave, we got a minute left. What are you doing nowadays?
Well, actually, I live out in Oregon. We live halfway between Eugene and Corvallis, between the Ducks and the Beavers. Go to a lot of Ducks games. My kids both played football at Oregon, and my youngest one was at Boise State as a defensive coordinator. He's now at University of Tennessee, or he was as of yesterday, as a coordinator. I hope he's still there.
Oh, my goodness. You'd hear if he wasn't. He'd be calling home.
Yeah, he's having a tough time. So, he'll go to a lot of games and support the Ducks. And, you know, college football really is a lot of fun. You guys at Washington were way ahead of us. No, we're just kind of catching up down here.
There you go. No, I have two sons. One plays at college now here locally in a D3 school. He's a quarterback. He's loving it. I got a high school son who'll play D1 ball next year. Hey, thanks a lot for coming on, David. It's such a short notice. Love having you. And be sure to stay tuned. How many of you listening right now have no prescription drug benefit? How much are you paying each month for your prescription medication? Well, let's face the facts. Millions of Americans are spending billions each year at their local pharmacies. Hi, I'm Robin Earl, former fullback, tight end for your Chicago Bears, and I personally want to introduce to you a company who is helping thousands save up to 60% on their medications. The name? ProVision Rx. Provision RX provides a free, you heard it, a free discount card that will save up to 60% at over 60,000 participating pharmacies. Get ready to write down this website, robinearl.provisionrx.com. Again, robinearl.provisionrx.com, and print out your free prescription drug card today that never expires. For more information, give me a call, Robin Earl at 847-881-1970. Again, 847-881-1970. Look forward to hearing from you.
Now, back to Barely Legal with Robin Earl and David Spada.
Okay, everybody, thanks for hanging in there. I know it's late, early in the morning, as we call it, but this is the Barely Legal Show, and
we woke up Dave Wilcox today.
Oh, hey, I'm Robin Earl. I got my co-host, David Spada, and we're so happy to have Elliot Harris in the studio with us to talk some sports and so forth, but during the length of the show and so forth, during the breaks, you do hear some commercials. Our sponsors are very, very important to us, and of course, with David Spada's law practice, you hear his commercials. If you have an issue, you have a situation, be sure to get in contact with David. He's got his phone number, his website. Why don't you just hit us again with that, David?
The phone number is 847-729-2667. The website is injuryinillinois.com. It not only has stuff about my practice, what I do, workers' comp, real estate, traffic, personal injury. It also has how to get the show, the Hall of Fame interviews we've had with over 35 people so far, and you can get it all right there.
There you go. And, of course, I'm tied in with a couple real great power-enhancing companies, as I call them, because I empower people's lives. But one of the commercials you'll hear, obviously with Provision RX, it's a prescription drug discount program. Let me tell you something. Just go to my website, robinearl.provisionrx.com, and you'll go to that. But if you really want to know a little bit more about the business side of that, it's RXIBO, that's Ice Cream Boy Otter, RXIBO.com/Robin Earl. And it's just a wonderful site to find out how we are saving Americans money. In the last 4 months on prescription drugs, we've saved over $250,000, Elliot. What do you think of that?
Sounds good to me. The medication I'm on.
Do they still have health insurance at the Sun-Times?
Yes, they do.
No, they still get that benefit. Well, there's a lot of people out there that don't have health insurance, that don't have prescription drug benefit. And all you have to take, and I'll give you one, Elliot, at the end of the show here, you just take it in there, and perhaps you may get a better discount than what Sun-Times can provide for you. Never know. Anyway, we got about two minutes and 30 seconds here to wrap up. What a great with Gino Marchetti, and of course, thank goodness Dave Wilcox stepped to the plate. David, good job. But
I think we caught him before he went to bed, or we woke him up. But
it's 2 hours earlier on the West Coast, so it's only 10:30-ish.
You never know what the old guy. Someone go to bed at 7, 8 o'clock.
Well.
Real quick, we put the list together here with the Cubs manager potentials, with Eric Wedge, Ryan Sandberg, Mike Quatty, and even Bob Melvin's name's been thrown in the mix. What do you think, guys?
Well, I got contacted by somebody a couple days ago who told me Ryan Sandberg had his interview with Tom Ricketts, and he bombed. So I'm not sure exactly what that means.
A bomber.
not a Bronx bomber, but
that was Rhino.
Bad session, yeah.
Oh, Rhino did not do very good, huh? Well, Rhino's kind of a different type of guy anyway. He's kind of quiet.
Well, he's changed.
Maybe he just doesn't interview well.
No, he's changed over time. When he was a player, you could barely get a word out of him. If you got a sentence, it was a gold mine. But he's changed over time. He's understood the necessity of being able to deal with the media, being able to put together complete sentences, and he's become pretty proficient at that. He's mm-hmm. been a spokesman for various commercial endeavors, and he looks fairly comfortable in front of the camera, in front of the microphone.
Yeah.
Sitting down with the big boss may not be quite the same situation.
Nervous, man,
here's the
job. In other words, he goes in the interview and he poot his pants.
Well, here's the situation. If they were going to hire Sandberg, they would have done it already. If they were going to hire Quatty, they would have done it already. These are fallback candidates. They're waiting for the Yankees to be out of the playoffs, and they're going to go hard after Girardi. It's his job. If he wants it, if not, I think you're right. Since Sandberg bombed, it's probably going to be Quatty's job.
But if Girardi comes to Chicago, don't you have to question his mental stability?
He's playing with a loaded team there in New York. If you win in Chicago, it's his entry into the Hall of Fame, and that's what he wants, to win in his hometown.
Okay, what a great show. We'll have to wrap it up here. Got about 10 seconds. I want to thank our sponsors, David Spade's Law Practice, Provision RX, and C Prime. This is the Barely Legal Show. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.